This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we're getting ready to fire up the baseball season, so the Tampa Bay Rays are just waiting their turn, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at The Captain's America. On Twitter, it's at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to get things started, our number one is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underlined and emphasized those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president came out and said 90% of adults eligible for the vaccine in 3 weeks, as the new COVID surge now is hitting New York and other states. He also came out and warned some people about not taking the masks off and asked the governors to reconsider the social distancing and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, down here in Florida, it's full speed ahead, baby.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, yes, the president was talking about the idea of by about April 19th, at least 90% of adult U.S. population would be eligible, and also that they would have a vaccination site, access to one within 5 miles of their home, evidently. But, yes, this idea that the vaccinations would continue en masse, I'm sure is a welcome to many of the most of the American people, I should say. But once again, the mask mandate is going to come in, and they're talking already, Captain, about this idea of the variants, coming through as they are right now in Europe. But of course, in Europe, they're not quite as caught up on vaccination as the U.S.
Well, let me tell you a little secret, and we're going to get into all these details. I'm just going to throw this out there. The J&J, the Pfizer and the Moderna, there we go, Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are now 90% effective based on over 4,000 vaccines that have been given, 90% effective. So guess what? They can take that mask up and stick it where the sun don't shine because they don't need it.
Once
you've been vaccinated, you don't need it.
Well, see, this is part and parcel of why the American people, I don't want to say are confused. I think they're asking legitimate questions.
Don't ask me. Ask a doctor.
Right. Yeah. Well, what is it?
And my doctor told me I don't need a mask.
Right. Because you're vaccinated.
Right. And because I have immunity. I've got the antibodies in me.
That's right.
Jeez.
And so are we going to, and again, because part of the CDC, their recommendations about non-essential travel, for example.
Yeah. And here's let's stop right there, because our governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to take executive action and put the kibosh on these vaccine passports right off the bat. And there's not a damn thing the federal government can do about it.
Yeah, it is, again, very interesting, as we've talked about before, the notion of having a vaccine passport in a world where you're creating herd immunity by vaccinating, you know, the vast majority of the population. Yes, there will be holdouts over time, and we know that, but if you're getting to herd immunity like we have with other diseases that run through the population, then why would you have to have a special passport for this particular thing if we're establishing a normalcy, basically?
Well, we're very close down here in Florida to that, and there's a couple of places in the country that are already there. We're going to tell everybody where they're at here in a little bit. But over the weekend, as Joe Biden announced, the word came out from Jen Psaki that they were working with private companies to develop a nationwide vaccine passport. Our governor said he was taking executive action to prohibit them inside the state of Florida. Yeah, and this is fantastic news, because he said, and I quote, "We are not going to have you provide proof of this just to be able to live your life." Hello, amen, thank you, God.
Yeah, see, that is definitely the feeling, or that seems to go along with the way the American people operate.
Here's the second part of it. This is DeSantis now. This is totally off the table. It's a terrible idea, and it won't get any support here in Florida.
Yes, exactly. I think the one thing to watch for in this is many companies, establishments, store chains, restaurant chains and so forth, at a national level, they may want to try to implement something like this based on what they perceive to be public opinion. So it will be interesting to see if there will be a real clash with that. Presumably, it will wind up in the courts.
Well, that's fine. Let it go to the courts. They don't have a rat's tutu to stand on, because this comes under the 10th Amendment again and nullification.
Right, exactly, at the state level, exactly.
Yeah. Yep, so they're not doing anything that can't be done by every state in the country if they want to. Wake up, America.
Exactly right. And so, again, they seem to be sort of picking this kind of a clash, but we will see how it turns out, and I think you're right.
They're going to lose, and Joe Biden and company are going to get their butts handed to them on a platter. Mark my words. Okay, folks, we're coming back. First break coming up here. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right off the bat.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I'm going to take it away, and this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on a little bit more than 5.5 years. I checked the other day, and I actually saw my first receipt from when I got my first delivery, the 3-week quick start, which has been the same price all that time, $19.95, which is how you get started. But the reason I got started was because I was taking some hardcore narcotics to keep the swelling down and the pain down in my leg and my ankle, and I just got to the point to where I was tired when I wasn't supposed to be, and I was feeling woozy when I wasn't supposed to be, and I was having trouble trying to drive, and this, that, and the other, and I just couldn't do it. So guess what? I got something that's all drug-free. I don't need to worry about that. And it happens to have 4 ingredients in it that not only reduce the inflammation that I have, the problem I have there, but they also alleviate pain at the source by going right straight to the source and lowering or even eliminating the pain. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are the ingredients. And it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is very important when you're trying to heal something. Now, it also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process. $19.95, the 3-week quick start. You get it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Check it out. See what they have to offer because they got a lot of other products there too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I just want to say a special shout out and thank you to the Mission Barbecue folks yesterday. all around the country who fed Vietnam veterans. They gave them a free meal for their service on National Vietnam Veterans Day. I was with a great bunch of guys over at West Waters in Tampa, and there were a half dozen Vietnam veterans that were specifically honored. One of them was a female veteran, and one of them was a helicopter pilot who came back to an LZ three different times. The helicopter he was flying was shot up. He was personally wounded three times, but he stayed in the seat. He kept flying until all the wounded people were gone from the LZ. That's a hero.
Yes, but what else can you say but hero?
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I was shocked to hear that he didn't get the Congressional Medal of Honor for what he did. He got the Distinguished Service Cross, Distinguished Flying Cross, and three Purple Hearts, and was shipped back home after that. But, I mean, what an honor to be with someone like that. What an honor.
Absolutely. And the bravery that took is just beyond me.
Beyond comprehensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. He was flying. He says, I was flying on adrenaline. I knew those boys had to get out of there, and I had to get them out, and if I didn't, they were going to die. And he said, my life didn't mean anything at that point. All right. Now, former President Donald Trump and Melania Trump made the announcement yesterday that they're launching a brand new website, 45office.com. That's 45, the number 45office.com. This will become the official website of the 45th President of the United States and will allow individuals to submit email correspondence to them. It will schedule requests, and the press can also use that for information on the President and Mrs. Trump. Now, they're continuing to strengthen the media empire that they're going to put together. Don't know what that's all going to be about, but this is the initial stages of it. And they're in very good spirits, according to what they said, and they're looking forward to staying in touch with the American people. This is the way they're going to do it. The website, folks, is 45office.com, 45office.com. Just go over there, and you'll be able to communicate with them. How about that?
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, Captain, the post-presidency of Donald Trump is going to be, well, has been already, but it will be very interesting to watch how that evolves and the impact that it will have and that President Trump himself will have on politics moving forward. It's going to be unlike any post-presidency that we've ever seen. And the very idea that he's going to be keeping in touch like this. Plus, as you mentioned, another media endeavor looks like it's going to be out soon. That is really going to be a game changer for what we're going to see as we go through the Biden era here. I mean, this is going to be really something.
Well, Donald Trump also did something else yesterday. I'm getting so sick and tired of watching Fauci on television spout off about how great he is and how he did this and that and all that sort of stuff. Over the weekend, he said, well, I'm so glad that I made the decision to start the vaccine when we did. I mean, what a dope. That wasn't him. That wasn't him. Jeez.
I know.
But here's what the president said. The former president writes, quote, based on their interviews, talking about Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, the two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations, which I fortunately almost always overturned. They had bad policy decisions that would have left our country open to China and others, closed to reopening our economy, and years away from an approved vaccine, putting millions of lives at risk. I'm the one that did it, not them.
Well, exactly. Can you imagine, Captain, where we would be right now if President Trump did not put the country on that direction to get the vaccine as fast as humanly possible? we would still be talking massive shutdowns. There would be all kinds of economic pain. In addition, of course, and most importantly, for people who actually would be suffering from the virus on greater numbers. So, the idea, of course, of crafting the narrative now post-Trump in the Biden White House with these two same people still there, it just strains credulity to think that, they were always trying to do this and President Trump was always thwarting them and this kind of thing, and now they can finally speak the truth. It just doesn't wash.
And again, Fauci is a liar. I mean, plain and simple. You don't know when which way his cheek is turned, if he's telling the truth or not. But for him to stand up there and take credit for the vaccine, oh, I'm so glad I made that decision about the vaccine. He didn't do it.
Well, but and again, it depends on what day you talk to Dr. Fauci, because whatever he comes up with could change tomorrow. But yeah, he does like to be at the center of things and make everybody believe that it was all him.
It's called CYA.
Well, yeah, especially since the vaccine now is working out so well, so of course we'll run over and take credit.
And like I say, the two vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, are 90% effective right now.
Well, that's right. Exactly.
Yep.
I mean, and again, this is a real turning point that we're going to see, I think, because of the vaccine being rolled out as it is. Now that, as anticipated, the production is being ramped up. You know, production didn't start magically ramping up. They planned to do this on this kind of schedule.
All right. Now, this involves you and something that you do in the way of business, but the president yesterday extended the renter evictions through June 30th during the COVID-19 pandemic, and that also, I believe, applies to foreclosures.
I believe so, yes. So what this means, again, is that you know people are not going to be able to be evicted due to the COVID-19 crisis. And
yeah.
I do believe there are some qualifiers in terms of income and this kind of thing. But really, politicians have a saying, and that is kicking the can down the road. Well, we're still seeing the can get kicked down the road. I understand the crisis. Nobody is lamenting the idea that people shouldn't have some kind of help. But the idea is this. When that tsunami hits and landlords are able to start evicting people, you're going to see a major, major catastrophe, I think, in this country. In other words, it's we see that being extended, but what is going to be the end game for this? Because if you have all this deferred rent for your business or for your apartment or for your mortgage, is that going to be a balloon payment?
Okay.
What's going to happen?
All right. Well, caller, hang on. We'll get right to you when we come back from the break. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll along here in the overnight hours. It's a Tuesday morning, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president made the comments on Monday as health officials worry over recent rises in new cases. Biden announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines, up to 40,000, by April 19th. He also called on states that have ended their mask mandates to put them back in place, saying that now is not the time for people to let their guard down against the virus.
You know, we will administer more shots in March than any country on earth. But even so, we have to give more shots in April than we did in March. Because we're in the life and death race with the virus that is spreading quickly, with cases rising again, new variants are spreading, and sadly, some of the reckless behavior we've seen on television over the past few weeks means that more new cases are to come in the weeks ahead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, you are, and the Captain's Third Watch, America's Third Watch, is being brought to you this hour, right now, by Geico Insurance. Now, remember, Geico Insurance is a company that I've been with for a number of years, and you can get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got a boat or an ATV, or how about your homeowners and renters insurance too? They can do all of that. They can do all of that. Now, all you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you can find out who your local agent is, or you can get the quote right then and there and find out how much money they'll save you. And I'm telling you, if you bundle the policy with your homeowners or with your renter's insurance on there, you will save a boatload of money. And I've been with them going on more than 17 years, and that's exactly what they've done for me. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, we've got the professor emeritus on the line from Lafayette, Indiana, and that's Dan the Man. Good morning, Dan the Man.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. And earlier you were talking about Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Little Dr. Fauci.
Okay, well, this will be, in the next month or so, this will be the story that will break about, however you want to call it, Wuhan virus.
Right.
Coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever. CDC was funding some of the research in Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we would share specimens of the virus. But the Chinese got really complicated about it. They were taking white research rats and mice. They were injecting those animals with human lung cells. And then they would inject them with the virus. They would ship those into the United States via FedEx. And if you ever seen a mouse or a rat ship like that, it looks like a shoebox, hermeneutically sealed shoebox,
right,
made of fiberglass. So you can still get air in and out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all Fauci's doing. He was in charge of the American side of the program. So you were shipping something. If it was in a test tube and you spilled it, more than likely you ran a pretty good chance of that virus dying on the spot, depending on the surface. But you're putting it in a live animal with human lung cells injected in it. This thing was, this was going to be a catastrophe waiting. I always said that I thought the Chinese, if you go back to that period when all of a sudden this blows up in our face,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one thing we were worried about, what we were complaining about, even on your show, Hong Kong, you haven't heard it
right.
in over a year.
Right.
The Chinese economy was going downhill. I think this was China's way of saying, if we go down, we're taking the rest of the world with us.
Mm-hmm.
But as it turned out, their economy fared better than anybody's.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats could care less about the Chinese. I think if the scary thing, does Biden have enough time in his presidency where we're going to be under the thumb of the Chinese? And I think there's a good chance we will in 4 years. You know, time's up. There's no way we can catch up.
Let me ask you a question, Dan. Who's running the country? We know it's not Biden. We know it's not Kamala.
Oh, it's probably Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama.
There you go. I would agree with you 100%. Yeah, and there's like a central, what's the word I want? Yeah, there's like a central committee behind all of this, just like the Soviet Union.
Well, you know what? I was asked once, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? Republicans want a leader. Democrats want somebody to chair a committee. Republicans want to go play golf. Democrats want to go stay home and watch C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans believe you succeed because of the system, and Democrats believe you succeed despite the system.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing it just as plain as can be in the last 60, 90 days under Biden.
And you know,
this is all committee work.
And you know, I've sat here. Kyle, you want to chime in and say anything?
No, this is really very explosive. And Dan, you're talking about, you know, we're going to be hearing more about this, and your sources are telling you that these transfers were occurring. I shudder to think if any other transfers have either been occurring or if things like this are still going on.
I don't know if they're still going on, but it's kind of funny. They won't let us into Wuhan.
Mm-hmm.
They sanitized the wet market, if you can believe that. But this has been going. This stuff was going on in early 2020. So, I mean, it went all the way back to 2019.
Do you remember, Dan, when they had the military Chinese people that were cloaked here as lab techs and or students that were going back and forth? One of them got caught in Boston trying to leave the country with a bunch of corona samples. Another one was in California who got caught as well, but she managed to get back to China, so they weren't able to get her. But there were two of them that I remember distinctly that were smuggling stuff back and forth out of the labs.
Well, you know, the average American, and I would include much of Congress and much of the executive branch, don't realize how far China's claws go into this society and everything, not only business, but in academia. They're here, and it's almost like they're here to stay. To try to get out of this web, we help them weave. I don't know if we can ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
And China, you know, their navy's bigger than ours now. But I would have to say this, that the Chinese have been very, very smart at this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you go on campus, you know, no matter what major university you go to, who's your biggest foreign student body? Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
When they're here, they like to stay here. The Chinese have a huge diaspora around the world that still feed intelligence and knowledge and stolen intellectual property back to Beijing. So I think when we really get into it, it's almost overwhelming how much connection they have here. You know, I'm kind of disappointed with corporate America. You know, they have concentration camps in China for Uyghurs and others.
Mm-hmm. All right,
go ahead.
Let me read an email that just came in here, and I want to get your reaction before we run out of time. It says, after listening to the emotional doomsday message from the CDC director, and no matter how many positive breakthroughs are made, they keep peddling fear. Why? Well, this has to be because there's billions being made on masks, hand cleaner, and other COVID products. How many government officials are invested in these companies? Well, plenty. I can answer that one. And making a killing, scaring the daylights out of the American people. Just a thought. And that's from Jim. And a very good thought there, Jim. What do you think, Dan?
There's no doubt about it. Because where did we get most of our masks from when this stuff started?
China.
For the first 2 or 3 months, it was China.
Mm-hmm.
And the hand sanitizer, same thing. So you don't, the Chinese play both sides of the crisis and they profit from it. We get one side and we lose our butt. They played it very smart. So that's, you know, when you're sitting on, you know, you have 1.53 billion people, it's almost overwhelming what they can't do. So this doesn't surprise me. Like I said, they put their pylons into the American society overall, and that's going to be very hard to get out of. Unless you have a president like Trump, or even Trump went soft on him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's where we're at right now, and I don't think we know how to handle it. You know, right now you look at our allies in the Pacific, whether it's Japan or New Zealand, Australia, they got a completely different attitude towards the Japanese. They see them as a real threat. We mm-hmm. talk about it, but we don't react.
All right, and here's some news that Johanna just sent me here. Apparently, this is breaking in the last couple hours since I last looked at the Internet. Federal judge rules nationwide eviction ban is unconstitutional. That's from the Epic Times. And then there's one here from Town Hall. Says judge deals blow to the nationwide eviction moratorium. That's an article written by Bronson Stocking, one of their writers over there. So apparently, this is going to go further up the ladder to be decided.
Well, that's going to be federalism and separation of powers. I kind of familiarized my way with that. I'm based out of Texas
mm-hmm.
because Texas is telling the federal government the federal courts have no business in these evictions. This is a state local matter, not a federal matter. If the federal courts get involved in this housing and eviction and all this, well, then your federalism mm-hmm. is over. The federal courts run the local landlord in Tampa or Dallas or whatever. And that you've got a state there. You've got Texas, you've got Florida.
Yeah.
They have the tenant law there. They have the court system to adjudicate this, not the federal government.
Well, Dan, here comes the music in my ear. Some excellent news you've given us. And Kyle, we've both been enlightened here. And the listeners, I'm sure, have been fired up too by what you said. And this is big time stuff. We're going to keep our ears to the grind. So you keep in touch when you get something.
Okay, we'll do it. Hopefully, I'll see you next week.
Great, 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 great. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, along with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. He's coming back. We're going to do the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. Take a look at the weather out there, which is a mixed bag tonight, depending on where you're looking. A lot of stuff going on around the country again. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate her very much up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from the big old Fort Benning, Georgia military base on down there, and a big hooah to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, I had a couple of people there yesterday that had been in Fort Benning, Georgia. And we are going to get right into the National Highway and Byway Report for the truckers, brought to you by the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops and Travel Centers out there. When you see that big old billboard sign for the Pilot or the Flying J, pull on in there. If you're not already a member of the Truckers Club that they've got, make sure you become a member. At the very least, when you pull in there, and you'll be able to get a free cup of coffee, compliments of the Captain's America Third Watch, because that's the deal we have with them. But join the Drivers Club, and if you're an RVer, join the RV Club, because then you get points for the different things that you buy, fuel, food, stuff in the trucker store. You get points, and you can use it down the line to save more money, or you can use it at Christmas time to get some great gifts for somebody in the family. All righty, here we go.
Calling.
is the Black Crowes, Charming Little Mess. I'll tell you what, when's the last time you heard that one, Kyle?
I've not heard that.
I found that in the file. And
yeah.
I do mean the file. I didn't even know they had that. But anyway, we'll get to going here because, we could play all kinds of music and keep everybody awake all night long doing that, but that's not exactly what we do here. So let's talk about the weather, and then I'll turn it over to Kyle. We're tracking a strong cold front. It's headed into the east, by the way. Friday morning over here where I'm at, it's going to be 50 degrees in the morning, 50 degrees Saturday morning, probably 70 come Friday, probably 75 or so come Saturday to warm back up again. So when Dan the Man comes down here, it'll be back up to the warm temperatures. Now, Thursday is where a new area of low pressure could bring widespread impacts from heavy thunderstorms, gusty winds, and even some snow. Now, gusty winds will continue to be critical fire weather threats Tuesday afternoon and into Wednesday across portions of the southwest. And by the way, yesterday up on I-94 and I-90, we had wind gusts up to 75 miles an hour up there on the plain, the high plain states. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in New Mexico. We've got a fire weather warning covering just about the entire southern part of the state, reaching up to Albuquerque, but, of course, Las Cruces, Carlsbad. If you're coming across I-10 or coming down I-25, you're definitely going to encounter this fire weather warning. That stretches on over into Texas, Midland area, and other parts of Texas as well, just below New Mexico. So you've also got that coming into Arizona as you head into Tucson on I-10. So be careful there. Wind advisory tonight near Las Vegas. This stretches down also into Arizona, Lake Havasu City as well, down to Parker, if you're along the river there. Also in the Los Angeles area, Southern California, also near Bakersfield. Wind advisory kicking back up again. Thought they might be done here in Southern California for a while, but they're back again. Also, wind advisory up near Sacramento tonight as well. You got a freeze warning coming up to Interstate 5 near Medford and Grants Pass, Oregon tonight, so be aware of that. And up in Montana, Captain, we've got a winter weather advisory. This near Helena, also near Great Falls along I-15, and that stretches up through up to about the Canadian border, so you want to be aware of that tonight. A lot of the wind we saw on the map in the west last night, Captain, has moved on over into the east, it looks like, and so that's what it looks like out west tonight.
Yeah, and the Crow Reservation up there, if you guys are going that way where 94 and 90 come together, you are actually going to run into some snow there in the higher elevation. All right, well, North Dakota, South Dakota, most of the state, you've got a high wind warning tonight. Now, earlier today, as I said, they had gusts of wind up to 75 miles an hour. That's hurricane force winds. And now it's down to 30 to 40 miles an hour, but it's still blowing pretty good up there. You do have a fire threat down in the southern part of South Dakota, southeastern, southwestern part of the state, central part of Nebraska. Fire weather watch, high wind warning down in the southern part of Nebraska, as well as the central part of Kansas. And moving along over to the east, the western part of Minnesota, just coming into state now. There's some winds coming that away, so hold on to your hats there, Minneapolis, St. Paul, George. You might need to batten down the hatches after a while here. And we've got some gale force winds off Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. Also looks like Lake Huron's going to get some. We've got, again, in the central part of Tennessee, Kyle, it's been this way for the past couple of days, we've got a lot of flooding going on there. Nashville, Tennessee's got a state of emergency. Everything around Nashville, north, south, east, west, for probably 40, 50 miles, all the rivers, all the streams, all the tributaries are all over their banks, and it's a big-time mess. In the meantime, over in the central part of North Carolina, right up by 95, you've got a frost warning tonight up through there. Temperatures have chilled off a little bit. And up from Nova Scotia on down to about Cape Cod, you've got a gale warning up there. So that's what's going on. In the meantime, as I said, colder temperatures are going to be moving across the south. And down below, in the southwestern corner of Texas, fire weather watch down there, El Paso east over towards let's see, towards Reno and where the I-10, I-20 split comes together. And that's Pecos in there. And then the southern part, including Ruidoso and Alamogordo, we've got a fire weather watch there in New Mexico tonight. So dry conditions, windy conditions. And Kyle, tell us all about the plunge.
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Captain, because today is March the 30th, and that means that the Flying J app, the Pilot Flying J app, has now become the My Rewards Plus app. So that means that if you're a member already, you're going to get all kinds of great new stuff in terms of that app that you can download. Go to pilotflyingj.com. And if you're not, then just as you've heard the Captain encourage everybody, be sure to become a member of the Drivers Club and get that app, so that you can save, you can also plan ahead, you can do all kinds of great stuff with this new app that's now become the My Rewards Plus app from Pilot Flying J.
Yeah, you can see how many points you got so you know what you can use.
Exactly right. And so on top of that, you've got the great food that you're going to find when you drive into the Pilot and Flying J. If you're an RVer, they've got special stuff just for you in terms of making sure you've got the fueling lane there. You've also got the ability to clean out your tanks and so forth as well. So this is really something, and so be sure to check it out today, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and they are the largest truck stop chain in the country. They're coast-to-coast, border-to-border, north, south, east, west, and right along the Canadian border and right down here along the southern border, down here in Florida, too, a number of locations. And always a great place to go. Welcome home to the folks that get there and get an opportunity to kick back, relax, and see what's going on. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour news with more Kyle Warren, myself, and we'll see what's going on. Take a look at the headlines, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.